Hi, folks. Well, obviously, this is all over the press. Whenever I see stuff like this in the press, I smell a bit of a rat. Get a bit of a ratty smell. So I'm investigating what's all this about. Blood clot fears. And obviously, we've got a lot of denials. Things perfectly safe. We hear all that bullshit. Something about this that needs to be investigated. Because obviously we know that the media is totally controlled and corrupted, so consequently there's a reason for this bit of a deflector, a bit like Brexit, how it was a deflector while they had deployed 5G LEDs across the country, part of a weapons deployment to kill. All right? So anyway, let's just move along quite quickly because we've got a little bit to cover here, and what I don't want to do is slow the story down. So anyway, we've got hundreds. This was an RT reported. It was reported by a number of scientists in Israel. Hundreds of Israelis get infected with COVID-19 after receiving Pfizer. Well, other really Israelis. Because you see, once you get that vaccination, you then turn into a chimera because it's a DNA modification tool. So you're not a man. So what are these? These chimeras. Are they really Israelis? I mean, it's a question that has to be asked because they're definitely not men. Once you get that vaccine, you're not a man, you're not a woman. You're basically a patented monkey for Bill Gates. So you're a patented monkey or pig or whatever DNA they've got in them. I mean, they've denied that it's in there, but it's just pretty obvious if anybody just takes a modicum of a look to see that they are in there. Quite interesting. You see, they can murder you because the law doesn't apply to you. Once you get these vaccines, see, prior to the vaccine, if there was a murder here, these are 10 selected nursing homes in Ireland. We can see the increased murder rate, and the government are going to shut the country down and keep it shut down on the back of these vaccination deaths. Now, if they've said they've vaccinated 20 million, well, that's going to be 20 million. Well, can you see the percentage that's going to die in relation to those vaccines? And it's not about when you, it's just a matter of time you're going to die from getting that contaminated vaccine. It's a matter of time. I'll just put you in a microwave radiation field and I'll stop those nanoparticulates around in your body until I eviscerate every cell that you've ever had. But the cover up, let's go to the cover up because this is the bit I'm really interested in, because you know there's something not right. So here's the COVID-19 AstraZeneca. This is the one that's causing all the furore. But look at these numbers. Lymph node pain, right? So stressing on the lymph nodes. Obviously, this is precancerous. These are precancerous symptoms. All this lymph node issues here are all pre-cancer. So you see, given it the world of people, well, you wouldn't really get it, but these are people who aren't that old, maybe in their 50s and 60s, who are reporting this, these lymph node issues, all pre-cancerous. So that's quite interesting, isn't it? But let's just have a look at Pfizer, because Pfizer's been kept off the out of the press for a while. Look at this size, look at the larger increase in the cancer precancerous signs here. I mean, this is all pre-cancer, and only within a few weeks, by the way. So do you know, you've got to remember, this is only within a few weeks. Obviously, AstraZeneca, if we go down to, if we go right down the bottom here, we'll cover off the coagulation in the UK. So you've got deep vein thrombosis, 14. You know, there's a few blood disorders. From, you know, so you've got the thrombosis issues going on here. Three, you know, I mean, but nowhere near as many as those cancer numbers. If we rush down here, get ourselves right away down here and see what's going on. Mm-hmm, yeah, quickly. Yes, so we've got, you know, thrombosis 10. You know, and what's really interesting about this whole thing, these haven't been updated. They haven't been updated for a while. So deep vein thrombosis, 8. All very dangerous stuff, all in the UK. And Matt, the cock, says, that's safe. Well, the MHRA don't say that's safe. These government documents absolutely prove they're not safe. So I would suggest that would be a crime against the people. This is genocide, people. And this is just the start of it. This is just the start of the horror show. Make sure you're part of the resistance. Get involved. You've got what details, get involved and get others involved locally so we can resist this crime against the vulnerable.